good Erev Shabbos, Parshat Tzava to everyone. The beginning of this week's Parsha, the Torah describes the oil that's used for lighting the menorah as pure olive oil, kusas lamaor, and Rashi explains how the olive oil was processed. Each olive was gently hand-pressed, taking care to release just one drop of oil. That was the purest oil, free of sediment and impurities, and only this oil was allowed to be used for the menorah. The olive was then crushed, and the remainder of the oil was used for menachas. Now, this oil used for menachas, although it was of the highest quality from grade A olives, it was possible for use in the menorah. And we learn a very important lesson here. The menorah represents Torah and mitzvahs. We learn from the menorah that when it comes to Hashem, others, Torah, mitzvahs, we have to use only the very best. When building a shul or a school, helping another yid, giving tzedakah, and in general doing something for someone else, we have to be vigilant in doing and giving our best. Now, this is quite often challenging because when it comes to our own gashmias, house, car, clothing, food, vacation, we tend to place a great deal of emphasis on perfection, finding the perfect car, finest foods, glamorous vacation. But with Avodas Hashem, we settle for mediocrity in okay davening, okay learning, helping the school, shul, and rebbeim in a manner that in Eretz Yisrael is called chetzi chetzi. The oil from menorah teaches us how to set our priorities straight. A yotzei job, that should be for ourselves. But the very best, that's for Hashem and for others. And this answers a question often asked at this time of year. Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. But how? How do we increase our simcha? What are we supposed to do? This Vasemis quotes a mission that tells us on the first of Adar, Bezdin would send out messengers to remind everyone to give their yearly machzah shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. What do we see? On the first of Adar, Mishenichnas Adar, what are we reminded to do? We're reminded to give to others. Give them machzah shekel. This Vasemis says we increase our simcha by giving to others. Instead of being self-centered, look how you can help and impact someone else. That brings the greatest simcha. A man went to the Beis Yisrael and complained, Rebbe, you know I'm wealthy, Baruch Hashem. You know I have kinderlach that are all following the proper path of Torah. But what do I do about simcha? I have no simcha in my life. The Beis Yisrael told him, you're too self-centered. You're thinking about your wealth and your children. Think about someone else's lack of wealth or lack of children. Help them. Give to them. Giving to others brings the greatest simcha. Let's give our very best to others. And Be'ez Hashem, with that, we should be zechut to witness the building of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi B'Mehar V'Yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.